It's Thursday, and that means we talk Maine politics. In this week's edition of Across the Aisle, we have Cynthia Dill, an attorney with the Portland firm of Trobe Heisler and former Democratic state senator, and Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing, a former Republican legislator. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Dick, Meredith, happy Thursday. Let's go first to the race for president, which this week brought a big Hollywood name to Maine. Susan Sarandon made several appearances on behalf of Bernie Sanders. She says she supports Sanders because he doesn't accept money from big pharma and other special interests, among other reasons. And at a stop at Becky's Diner, she told the Portland Press Herald that women shouldn't feel pressure to vote for Hillary Clinton.
There's been a lot of shaming that has gone on of women who don't just fall in step with Hillary. And that's such a non-feminist kind of stance to take. So I'm happy if there are women in Maine who think for themselves.
Cynthia, first to you. Do women feel pressured to vote for Hillary Clinton?
I don't think so. I mean, women, I think, feel pressured to vote because they realize how important policies are to the success of their families and their ability to work free of discrimination. And, you know, there's a whole host of issues that women care about, but I don't think there's any particular pressure to vote for Hillary Clinton over anyone else. I think that's a kind of a stereotype and that I reject.
Meredith, I know you do not feel pressured to vote for Hillary Clinton, at least I think so, but from a political strategy PR angle, what does Susan Sarandon bring to Bernie Sanders in Maine? He doesn't seem to fit the big Hollywood endorsement type, although Sarandon is clearly a progressive.
Yeah. What does Susan Sarandon mean to it in Maine? Absolutely nothing. But, you know, I think to kind of get to your women feeling pressured, I think what we know from research, certainly in elections up to this point anyway, that women are really, really, really critical of other women candidates. I think there are a lot of women that do not want to support a woman. So,
I agree.
That's certainly been the way it's been, you know, based on research, certainly in the past.
What do you think, Cynthia, that Bernie Sanders was trying to do or the campaign was trying to do bringing Sarandon?
I think the assumption on the Sanders campaign is that there is this pressure that somehow women would be drawn towards another woman candidate and he wants to, you know, send women his way. But, you know, what that fails to accept or acknowledge is that the bias towards women candidates, and there is bias towards women candidates, is ingrained and not at a conscious level. And so women are equally biased towards other women as men, as Meredith pointed out.
And they tried to play the maybe celebrity card in Maine, especially in Maine. Celebrities, we're so used to them. They're here everywhere, but they just do their business.
Yeah, Dick.
I love Susan Sarandon, I might add. I mean, Thelma Louise is one of my favorite movies.
Do these sort of celebrity endorsements matter in Maine? I mean, certainly the press will all show up to these things because they kind of have to in some ways, but does it matter?
Well, not particularly, I don't think. It certainly draws some attention. It gets some press. You see Bernie Sanders, you know, his name again in the news with Susan Sarandon there. So it doesn't hurt. That's certainly true. And on this general gender issue, you know, you do talk about these glass ceiling issues where we'd have, you know, very few women who are corporate, you know, Fortune 500 CEOs. We haven't had any woman president yet. Legislatures, including the Maine legislature, is a pretty significant majority men. So over time, I hope that there's a greater balance. And, that's not to say that any one candidate, that's not a reason to vote for Hillary Clinton per se. But I think as a society, we do want to continue to just be aware of those differences in ratios.
So this Sanders stump tour comes less than 2 weeks before the Maine party caucuses. Meredith, for the GOP, there are some differences this year as compared to past years in how your party will choose the winner and the delegates to represent the candidates at the state convention. First of all, it'll be by secret ballot?
That's correct.
Why?
Well, I think that they're really trying to emulate as best as one can a real election, which an election is a secret ballot. The whole thing with polling is people sometimes say what they think they're supposed to say. And also in caucuses, the way the Democrats are doing it, which is done like this in many places around the country, which is sort of a grouping literally in the same room, and people kind of go from one corner of the room to the other, sort of in the old definition of a true caucus, you know, and then people kind of cajole each other and all of that. And yet it's not necessarily indicative of what might happen if you, in fact, put a secret ballot in the room. You might really find out what people think.
Delegates here are also bound the candidates.
As long as they get 50% or more. If one candidate gets over 50%, then I believe it's a winner-take-all. And if it's under, if nobody gets 50%, then it will be divvied up proportionately based on the results.
Cynthia, Democrats are sticking with tradition, as Meredith said, in the typical caucus style of public declaration of their candidate. But there is a modern twist, which is acceptance of absentee ballots. Why do you think that was added, and who does it help?
I think it helps really everybody. It helps the candidates because they have a mechanism by which to get people they know support their candidacy to vote early, and they can count on those votes. It helps people like, you know, my husband, who really has no interest in showing up at a 3-hour caucus and standing in a corner and having everybody know who he chooses. He's a private person. He wants to participate, and this way he can participate and be done with it. It's a nice balance between letting people caucus who want to caucus and participate in the public forum, at the same time providing an opportunity for anyone to get involved. Whether you're unenrolled, you can register and participate by, you know, secret ballot. I think it's a great evolution in the process.
Dick, do you feel that independents in Maine get enough of a voice here at caucus time? I know in other states, of course, there are open primaries where independents can vote. What would you like to see ideally here?
This is a really big issue for me. I served in the legislature for 10 years, and you know, when I was in the Senate, I was the only independent on the House side. At most, maybe there were three of us. And you know, I don't think that's at all representative of independents being less interested in public service or public policy or doing good for the state or those kinds of things. It's really just a history of politics being, you know, a recruiting system and an organizational system that has happened all around the parties. And, you know, I must say, throughout that process, I dreamed of really trying to create a movement that engaged more people in wanting to run as independents or be unenrolled and, you know, do it with a nonpartisan approach. I have some hopes that that exists in the future, but we're certainly not there yet.
All right, Meredith, Cynthia, Dick, see you next week.
And Keith was also joined by Dick Woodbury, an economist and former independent state senator. Across the aisles heard most Thursdays at this time.